We're just seconds away from what we call Quick Bites. Each week, we go out to lunch with a thought leader. In this case, it's Dr. Yogi Shah, MD. But before we do lunch, we ask our guest three questions, the same three questions we ask every out to lunch guest. It allows you to get to know him and more. So before we go out to lunch, join us for Quick Bites with Dr. Shah. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Tarot International. You know, the people that get training from Tarot come out of that experience as better communicators, team leaders, salespeople. From corporate training to individual training, achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More, for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome to Out to Lunch. We are at Gilroy's, and Gilroy's is in West Des Moines, Iowa. It's on 8th Street, a great little place that I think is open like 7 days a week, and they also do breakfast here. It's just a great place. And with us as our guest of honor for Out to Lunch and Quick Bites is Dr. Yogi Shah. Dr. Shah is a medical doctor, and he is currently involved with Broadlawns, especially in geriatrics. Welcome to the Business News Hour, Doctor. Good to have you here.
Great, thank you. Yes, nice to be here with you.
We were talking off mic just a little bit ago. You practiced in some rural parts of Iowa, yes?
Yes, yeah. Grew up in India, in Bombay, big city. When I left Bombay, it was about 12 million people, and happened to come to Mount Air for
Mount Air.
Yes, Ringgold County,
yeah.
For my J-1 visa requirement. The population of Mount Air that time was less than 2,500.
That was a people. Culture shock.
It was a shock. But I, as a physician, I had great time. I enjoyed. I was very well respected. My wife could not survive in the small town for too long. She also she's Indian origin, worked in Washington, D.C., and found that there was not much for her to do. So we moved to Des Moines, but I still love and miss small town Iowa.
Very good. Yeah, well, there
genuine
is,
Iowans, genuine, yes. Genuine America.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. It is a wonderful place, and if you can get into the culture, because mm-hmm. the culture is quite different mm-hmm. in rural parts of Iowa, you can really have a good time, and you're right, good folks. All right, we start every Out to Lunch segment with three questions, Doctor. It's the same three questions for everybody. And so we're going to ask you about books, movies, and job. You set?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So the first question, Doctor, is what book have you read recently or forever that's had a big impact on you, and why?
Good. Yeah, that's a great thing to start with. I thought about some of the books I've read have made, of course, impact. The one which sticks out because of my profession. As a geriatrician, Michael, I'm also certified in palliative care and hospice care.
Palliative care.
Yes, and I'm director of that palliative care at Broadlawns. So when Dr. Atul Gawande, a very well-renowned surgeon from Harvard Medical School, when he came up with his third book called Being Mortal in America, that how medicine works or doesn't work in America. Ooh. I read that, of course, with passion because of affects my profession, affects personally. Atul Gawande brings a lot of world perspective, but he's also Indian origin. His parents are from India. So he brings Indian aspect to death and dying and medicine. So it made a lot of impact on me, a lot of sense to me. I read it, I promoted it to my patients, and they have enjoyed. So what, Michael, the problem in our healthcare industry, as some of your listeners and you might be aware, we in U.S., America, we spend 20% of our GDP, gross domestic product, for healthcare, 20%, right. Which is almost twice that of any developed country. So if you take Canada or France or Scandinavia, they spend 9 to 12% while we in America spend 20%. But the problem, and the reason I like the book being mortal, is if you ask Americans, and the surveys have been done, 80% of them say, 80% of Americans want to die at home.
Yes.
They want to die without pain, of course, and they don't want to have any financial liability for their loved ones who are left. But do you know what's the reality in our current situation? Only 20% of Americans die at home.
Only 20%.
20%.
But 80%
want to do that. So that's the gap, and that's what Atul Gawande writes in his Being Mortal, that our care, the end-of-life care, the chronic care condition in America, we need to change significantly. Otherwise, we are not serving people who the type of care they want. We spend a lot of money behind that, and there's no return of our value to the money.
Mm. You know, I saw something fly by my desk just the other day, Doctor. We're talking with Dr. Yogi Shah, ladies and gentlemen, from Broadlawns. I just saw this the other day, and it was a graphic about how many people in Europe file bankruptcy because of health care issues. It was zero. However, every year here in the United States, it's over 325,000 people have to file bankruptcy because of health care.
Huge. And yes, and I get to meet some of the people who have financial stress because of the care we provide. Mm. And we tend to give them hope, and hopefully hope, but not false hope, that how they'll get better due to our technical advancement from chronic conditions. But they need something else. Most of our chronic care patients need some form of palliative care, reality check. What's possible, what's not possible, what would modern medicine do to you, and not just make them go through one chemotherapy after another. And that's the reality now. Currently, our patients, let's say, if I have a 78-year-old patient with dementia, moderate to advanced dementia or Alzheimer's disease, and if they get cancer, the system would offer them all the things what a person who's 65 and otherwise healthy gets to be offered, but not give them the real scenario.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
So that's the reason book, I love the book, Being Mortal by Atul Gawande.
All right. That was interesting. All of these questions do get really down to the heart of things. All right. Secondarily, Doctor, movie. I don't know if you're a moviegoer or if you watch them at home, but what movie has struck you ever?
So this might surprise you and your listeners. I grew up in India,
right,
as I mentioned.
Not Bollywood movies.
Yes. So I've seen, growing up in India, watched a lot of Bollywood movies.
Oh,
and I've been in the U.S. now almost 30 years. So I've seen a lot of Hollywood movies, including fabulous movies like Shawshank Redemption and The Life of Pi. But the movie I would select for this conversation is a Bollywood movie.
Of course.
It's called Anand, A-N-A-D-A, Anand, meaning bliss.
Place.
Bliss, like a happy, blissful nature.
Bliss, yeah. Okay.
So the reason I selected that, it's got fabulous message, and it comes from Leo Tolstoy's story. So the movie, I'll tell you first, and then we can talk about Leo and his book. So the movie is about a patient, young patient with cancer, and he has only a few months to live. Very appropriate to my field again of
yes,
palliative care and hospice care. And the book I prepared, I like the Being Mortal. So this character has only a few months to live, and his cancer doctor, the oncologist, is aware of that. But oncologist is a very serious person, and this patient who has lived only a few months to live has always lived to live fully, live in moment, and make other people happy as he's dying.
Oh.
And during this process, he gets very close to the his doctor, the oncologist, and in return changes during his living last few days of life, changes the oncologist, and the oncologist writes a book about this character who has helped him to change. And then it's even just talking about it, and I just recently watched it, so I get a goosebump to talk about how few people consider their life as a giving to somebody else's and making happy.
That's a fascinating conversation piece, Doctor. One of the things, when I think of Bollywood movies, of course, I think of dancing and color and, you know, the attractive woman and the attractive man, and they're always singing and dancing around. But this is something so, totally different.
It's very different, and it's an old movie. It's probably in 70s or so. So, and that time, yeah, Bollywood had all those kind of things you mentioned, and more so now. But this movie goes to the core of life, living, dying, and the relationships. So when I liked the movie and I was doing research of the origin of it, it originally comes from Leo Tolstoy's small novel about when Leo Tolstoy is dying himself. And he's got few months to live. He starts searching meaning of life, and out of that comes this novelette, small, about a character who has in Russia, who has reached his right path, and suddenly fall one day from a ladder, and now realizes he has got only few months to live, and he starts digging deep in his own mind about meaning of life. And how is he going to use those few days in serving other people? So, Yes, it's very meaningful for all of us, especially during Christmas and December and holiday time, about how and what's real meaning for all of us.
Dr. Yogi Shah, ladies and gentlemen, fascinating stuff. Anande, is that it, the name?
Anand. Anand. Anand is a bliss. Anand, yes.
All right. Finally, we'll ask the jobs question. If, Doctor, you weren't doing what you're doing now, and I know you love doing what you're doing, what would you do? What would you do for a living?
So I come from a business background from India, meaning my grandfather was in business in cotton yarn. My father had a huge business of yarn, merchant.
Yarn?
Yeah, cotton yarn for cloth. And so business is in my blood. But luckily, or for reasons of not totally of my control, I became doctor and enjoy it, love it. And especially love the patient care at Broadlands. So if I was to go into any other field different than medicine, I feel I would have done very well in financial planning. I'm a great at risk taker. Not with my patients, but with businesses. I can take good risk. I'm good at judging and predicting somewhat the future. And I've done well personally for my own finance.
There you go.
So I think I could have done very well in that field. And I love to read. I traveled a lot internationally. I understand global markets.
Very important.
And in international relationships very well.
So a financial planner.
Yeah.
Not going into the cloth business with your parents?
That's a change business. There used to be I've seen the hand looms. So that business is gone. Now it's all power looms, huge, big plants. And that's changed a lot because of synthetic material.
Of course. Yeah. Wow. Interesting stuff. Dr. Yogi Shah, ladies and gentlemen, three questions as we go out to lunch on a day that who knew that we were going to be talking about being mortal and a movie that talks about the meaning of life, and Dr. Shah would like to be a financial planner. Good stuff, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Quick Bites. Once again, that was Dr. Yogi Shah from Broadlands Medical Center in Des Moines, Iowa. We'll have links on our radio blog. Now, click through as we go out to lunch at Gilroy's in West Des Moines.